Mike, what's the biggest difference you know, Marcus has made, you think, from year one to year two?
I think really he's doing a better job of taking what defenses are giving him. I think he's putting us in, and some of these things we've tried to help him when we came back here and as a new staff, try to simplify some things, take some things off of his plate as far as terminology and even identifications with, with fronts and where blitzes are coming from. We've tried to really make it very simple and user-friendly, and he's taken it and run, and that'll be important this week with everything that, you know, Green Bay's defense does.
It looked like Marcus had plenty of time to throw for the most part against San Diego. Has that offensive line been something that has been somewhat of a security blanket for him this season?
They have played well. You know, we've struggled here for a couple of years with protections and even, you know, the ability to run the ball. And, you know, we've done some things differently. Obviously, we have change of personnel up there. We've got a different line coach. We've done things scheme-wise to try to help those guys out, and all of it's, you know, starting to, you know, come together. I think we're on the right track with everything.
Just how good has DeMarco Murray been, both, you know, running the ball and catching it for you?
Really, I mean, I'm a little bit surprised how well of a receiver he is out of the backfield. That, you know, I thought he was, but I mean, watching him now, being around him, it's been really impressive. And then really his ability to in protections and to step up and block, that too was a little bit surprising to me. But he's everything we'd hoped, tough, physical runner. That's what we're looking for in this offense.
Mike, what do you see of Jordy Nelson when you look at the film of this year?
Still playing at a high level, still can't let him get behind you. You know, big, fast receiver that obviously there's a huge trust factor that they have over their career, the two of them. You know, tough to defend.
Partly due to injuries and partly due to some deficiencies, it seems like this Packers offense has taken on three or four different forms this season, and sometimes it changes week to week. So is there anything that you can expect from them, or is it kind of just
what they
throw at you?
Yeah, it's a pretty big variety of things they've done. You know, I credit Mike and those guys, Tom Clemens. I know a lot of guys on that staff that are, you know, they know what their personnel is capable of doing. They're playing to those guys' strengths, and you know, they're not worried about. They're finding ways to put points on the board, regardless of who's playing and who's not. And they're being very, very creative with some of their packages, and I think that's a, you know, credit to them and then the players buying into it.
How difficult is it to prepare for a guy like Ty Montgomery, who, you know, for a year and a half everybody thought was a receiver, and now all of a sudden he looks like a running back?
He's everything. I mean, he's I've watched a lot of tape on him, starting initially with how much of a threat he is as a special teams player. I mean, that's to me, when you can make a statement as a receiver on special teams and have your name and your mugshot on our screen in our room, that we have to be aware of where he is and handle him as a special teams player. That says a lot about a guy. But again, that's a credit to those guys, how they're using him, and he's effective in many a way. He's a good football player.
What is it like to prepare for sort of a non-traditional running attack like the Packers have had to use the last month or so?
I think you know, Dick LeBeau's been in the league long enough that you know, there's our preparation and our scheme will be prepared for it. You know, he's seen it all, so I'm not concerned about it. You know, we've got to do a better job than we did last week, obviously, with the way San Diego ran it on us.
McCarthy called your front seven exceptional a little while ago. What makes that group so good, just because, you know, Jarrell being a hell of a good player?
Well, a lot like Green Bay's defense. They've been together and really similar system. Not a lot of mistakes, not a lot of guys out of place, very good in communicating, very, you know, moving around a lot of moving parts, and not a lot of guys out of place, and it's very, very disciplined defense, just similar to Green Bay's.
Are you surprised? You know, that's kind of been Dick's mantra of having a lot of guys communicate and a lot of different, you know, looks and blitzes and things like that. You're surprised that it's all kind of caught on that quickly? Communication usually takes, you know, a long time to kind of almost perfect, if you will.
Not really. We've had that system somewhat. You know, Ray Orton kind of tweaked it a little bit. But when, you know, Dick was here even last year, it didn't have his full hand over it. And obviously he wasn't calling the defenses. But, no, it doesn't surprise me because, really, the personnel we've brought in, John Robinson's brought in, you know, there's a style of player, a guy we're looking for that's, you know, obviously got to be smart and fits the system, and our guys do.
Whether it's Marcus or Aaron Rodgers, just how big of an asset is it when you have a quarterback that can throw and run and such a dual threat?
Difficult for defenses, very. You know, you got to be very disciplined in your rush lanes. You know, at any time, one play can make the difference in the game. And if you let these guys out of the pocket, they're as dangerous as ever if they can buy some time on their own. So very, very, it ought to be a very good matchup here this weekend.
What have you seen teams trying to do to Marcus in that regard?
You got to be where you're supposed to be. You know, again, we're saying the same thing. You got rush lanes. You got people depending on where you're supposed to be. Be there, and don't try to make something happen on your own. As soon as you do that, that's when you get burned.
The last interception, notwithstanding, there were examples on Sunday where in both halves it looked like Marcus was pretty efficient in the 2-minute offense to put points on the board and in a hurry. Is he comfortable in those crunch time settings, either before the half or at the end of the fourth?
I would think I'd have to say yes, because you go back to really our first game of the year, second game we scored in that drill to win the game. We've been pretty efficient in that, and we feel very confident in that scheme.